I'm very annoyed about it. Like, this has gone on a long time, over 2 years, even before I was elected in June last year. So, listen, I don't know why the TII is dragging their feet on it. I've been on to the Minister's office to see you getting a recent update on it, and yet I'm waiting on them to come back. But it's totally wrong, you know. Are they going to leave it till something happens and somebody's seriously injured here? Like, I can't understand why it's taken so long to make a decision what needs to be done.
Are parents whose children go to Duncan Neely National School a bit anxious with a new school term beginning and no safety measures implemented there as of now?
Oh, definitely, Catherine. I mean, like, we had the festival on there 2 weekends ago, and I mean, I play in the marching band there, and when I was coming down the street going back for the car, you know, I would say 4 or 5 parents pulled me up and said, listen, what's going on here? This isn't good enough. You know, and it's something I've been at this last 2 years. We've been really pushing hard, and I can't understand why the TII is dragging their feet. It's totally wrong. But I just have to keep the pressure on and keep asking the hard questions and get Triangard sorted, because it's not right. I see the traffic myself going through Brookless Duncan Ely there, and it's flying, and something needs to be done.
I think the latest update from the TII or Donegal County Council was that they were hopefully going to get work underway, at least anyway, in the new year. Your reaction to that sort of time frame, given the fact that it has been an issue and it has been raised over the last few years?
Well, it might. That's what I believe. It's taken far too long, Catherine. I mean, for them to make a decision, it shouldn't take this long. We really need to get the traffic jam and measures in place and Duncan Ely for the children going back to school. We're not going to have that, but we need to get done ASAP. It's going to be too late when something happens. And, like, you know, that's all I'm afraid of. Some child or some parent or grandparent will be knocked down at the school, you know. So I am on to the Minister's office constantly, along with the local councillor there, Michael Boylan. We're pushing hard to try and get this sorted ASAP.